proclamation number 5572 dated the January 9th, 1953. He knows that he has not much time left. The present time is very much influenced by my adversary, although it doesn't mean that I withhold my might, my love and mercy. Yet people themselves grant him more right through their will, their attitude, their actions and words. Hence they distance themselves ever more from me and are unable to feel my emanation of love, which could release them from my adversary's influence. It is the time of the end, the time of which it is written, he knoweth that he hath but a short time. And this is why he rages particularly conspicuously and yet will not be recognized by people. And my adversary fights especially vehemently where people quite clearly strive for me. This should always be an explanation for you when the spiritual aspirants come into conflict with themselves or their environment. Spiritual aspiration, that is, looking towards me, is an abomination to my adversary. It fills him with hatred and a fury of annihilation. It inspires him to carry out the most shameful plans, and the consequences can clearly be felt amongst my own, amongst those who loyally want to serve me, amongst those who receive light and shall spread it throughout the world. For he will interfere with his deceptive light. The light from above irritates him and he tries to extinguish it. He fights for every soul he is at risk of losing. And since the majority of people follow him voluntarily, every soul which recognizes him detaches itself from him makes him very angry. This sign of the times is understandable to the person who knows the reason and purpose for bringing this earthly period to an end, who knows about the battle between light and darkness and the approaching end. And the closer it gets to it, the more vehemently will he rage and cause confusion amongst my own. For he uses every trick, every lie. He makes unscrupulous use of all weapons, even if they result in the death of the soul he fights for. He will appear wearing a mask and will often be difficult to detect. He will also turn up in the midst of my own and deceive all those who allow themselves to be deceived by his disguise. And I will not stop him, for he has power and strength until the end of this world and can put it to the test. Yet to the same extent Roman 1, 2, I'm on hand with my gifts of grace which, if they are used, will ensure victory over him on the day of judgment. What has been proclaimed to you humans long in advance is to come true. And this includes the raging of Satan in the last days before the end. But there is always a path for all of you which will lead out of the confusion. There will always be a refuge for you to which you can hasten whenever you are in peril. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Bring all your suffering, your anxious questions, your fears and problems, your considerations to me. I am always available to you. I want to help you and give you strength if you are weak. I want to lead you out of the tribulation of your souls. Anyone who seriously seeks me need not be afraid to fall into my adversary's hands, since I am already present to someone who desires me. Just a little time longer and the flame ignited by my adversary in order to conceal himself in this blaze will flare up high. His time is not over quite yet, thus he will still work to the utmost extent, and he will make good use of this time. All the same, it will come to an end when it is my will. For I truly reign over heaven and earth, over the good and the bad world of the spirit, and nothing can happen without my will or my permission. And it is my will that he shall be bound for 1,000 years, that his power and control over the human race will be taken away from him for a period of time. It is my will that people shall live in peace one day, that those who have proven themselves to be my own will be released from his domination, It is my will that my own shall be victorious over him. Thus I will not abandon them even in times of fiercest battle. I will always be present and not allow you to be pressed by him above and beyond your strength. I only ever want to be allowed to be present to you. That is, you should always continue to love despite all temptations from his side, because then I myself can be with you and he will have to retreat from you, whom he then will have lost to me for good. Amen.